The promise of the creative economy has been touted for years in Massachusetts. Governor Deval Patrick has been one of the biggest cheerleaders, positioning the state's artistic side as a powerful economic driver. But a 1990 law is taking an unexpected toll on the creative workforce, as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Let's say you're an independent contractor based in the Berkshires. Let's say you work from home as, say, a freelance writer. Then let's say you get an email from one of your main clients, a big out-of-state publishing company. You're informed they won't be giving you any more assignments. In fact, the company has pretty much blacklisted independent contractors from Massachusetts altogether.
All the industries we're trying to grow in the creative economy, we've now just put up a huge roadblock.
Kathy Battetti calls this a horror story that's playing out around the state. She's a tireless arts advocate, constantly roaming the halls on Beacon Hill, cornering politicians, going to bat for artist health care and housing. Now she's obsessed with the Massachusetts independent contractor law.
We've been very quiet about it because we've been trying to fix it, but now it's just like, forget it. You know, this is really a problem. And the fact that our writers cannot get work, it's going to start hitting our graphic designers, our illustrators.
Longtime freelance illustrator Ken Dabrowski says it already is. Some of his out-of-state clients are in a tizzy, confused.
It's like a stigma, you know, the scarlet letter is like, oh my God, I'm from Massachusetts. Well, what does that mean? Well, this tax law, this independent contractor's law.
So what exactly is the independent contractor law, and how did we get here?
It's a law that went into effect in 1990.
Waltham employment attorney Robert Shea consults clients about this law all the time.
And was tweaked in 2004 to deal with a concern about the use of independent contractors in the construction area. And the tweak has had a lot of unintended consequences.
Shea predicted the tweak would reach beyond the construction industry, and it has. But in a nutshell, if we can ever put any complex law into a nutshell, the independent contractor law was created to prevent worker exploitation. It used to be companies hiring, say, a carpenter would classify him or her as an independent contractor to save money on payroll, taxes, and benefits. Under the tightened law, that carpenter must be granted employee status unless he or she performs duties, quote, outside the usual course of business, unquote. What that means exactly is kind of gray. Bottom line, classifying workers as independent contractors now requires major hoop jumping. If employers get busted misclassifying, they'll face hefty fines.
This law applies to so many different businesses that use so many different types of independent contractors.
And it protects a lot of them. But Shea says writers and artists are a different breed.
I mean, they're a clear victim of this change in the law.
Artist Kathy Battetti says, whether by design or by accident, the law needs to change. Not everyone wants to be classified as an employee.
Most of us are independent contractors, and we want to be, because once you're classified as an employee, you don't own any rights to your intellectual property. Whether you're a visual artist, a dancer, an engineer, video gamer.
Battetti wants an amendment to acknowledge this, but Frank Callahan is wary.
At the risk of sounding stubborn, we're not. We've been working on this very hard for over 6 years, and we're always open to any change that could address legitimate concerns without impacting the workforce as a whole in a negative manner.
Callahan, president of the Massachusetts Building Trades Council, was a prime mover on the 2004 amendment. He represents 74 local unions and says the law is doing exactly what it was intended to do, especially in the drywall and painting industries.
I haven't seen the unintended consequences that you reference. We heard this argument back in 2004 and 2005. They trot out a number of different groups, the hairdressers, the bike messengers.
And they're fine, he says. But State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox is concerned about the law's unintended impact ripping through his district. Many of his constituents are indie artists, and he says Western Massachusetts can't afford to lose its creative workforce because of this law.
This creative economy is certainly putting people back to work, and all I know is out in the Berkshires, if it wasn't for the creative economy, I'm not sure where the Berkshires would be on the radar map at this point.
Representative Pignatelli also chairs the Cultural Caucus and is organizing an upcoming forum at the State House to educate legislators and artist unions on the independent contractor law. It's interesting because a lot of people don't even know the law exists. But Senator Thomas McGee of Lynn does. He voted on the more restrictive version back in 2004.
There's strong and legitimate arguments on both sides of this issue. So you don't want to blow up a piece of legislation that's doing what it was intended to do.
But at the same time,
we have been able to clearly recognize that there are issues that impact, particularly in the arts and in freelance writing, that there is an impact that is not an intended impact and that we are trying to address.
So Senator McGee introduced a new amendment to the law a few weeks ago. It didn't make it out of committee, though. Artist advocate Kathy Battetti calls it a nice try, but
doesn't even come close to fixing it.
While Massachusetts tries to figure it out, other states are also starting to crack down on companies that misclassify independent contractors. And so is the federal government. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.